From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore with WBHM News. If you travel around the city of Birmingham, you may notice some new bright orange bus stops. They've gone up over the last couple of months and are part of the new $63 million Express Rapid Bus Line. The new transit will make its debut today. WBHM's Cody Short explains what this new line is about and talks to potential riders.
Jason Avery is excited about the Express Rapid Line. Just listen to him talk to the owner of a shop that sits on a busy street corner just a block away from the new bus terminal in Woodlawn.
Don't you think it's going to be a game changer?
He's been a resident of Woodlawn for almost 20 years and is now the neighborhood vice president. Since the Express Line was announced 3 years ago, Avery has been looking forward to using the service himself.
I'll be able to just walk down to the end of my street, one block, hop on, check my emails while I'm on the way to work, and be just dropped off like two blocks away from where I work. And that's the way I really wanted it to always be.
The Express Rapid Bus is a bit like the MARTA in Atlanta, but on the street. It's a single route that runs east to west between Five Points West and Woodlawn. The 32 stops take riders by Princeton Baptist Hospital, UAB, Railroad Park, and Slough's Furnace. There's a dedicated bus lane, and the stops are more than just a drop-off pickup location. There are bright display screens with real-time information to track routes. Avery works in public health and loves that the new bus line will be fueled by compressed natural gas, which releases less carbon.
Alabama is a car state. I think from the time that you're 16, you know, you dream about having a car and having that freedom. But, you know, that freedom is not always free because you see pollution.
There's Wi-Fi available on the buses, and officials say an app will be coming soon. Birmingham resident Will Riley is interested in the bus line, but he wants assurance that the in-bus technology will work.
Whatever decisions they make to encourage the use of it, you know, I definitely think having real-time expectations and reliability is, going to be huge for that.
Bus passes are $1.50 one way or $3.50 for multiple uses in a day, but it's free for the first 30 days. Cody Short, WBHM.